ministry of Reverend Selassie Maxines of the Makarios Church, East Legon Ogbojo Branch. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the word and prophet whose ministry is backed by signs, wonders, and instant miracles. His unadulterated teaching of the word will change your life forever. Now, sit back, relax, and be blessed by today's word.
Hey, Odokwa! Irona, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also did what? I can't hear you. And did what? Please sit well, flow with me. If you flow with me, I'll preach a short sermon. If you don't flow, I'll do a convention. So flow, like smile. Say yes, say amen, flow so that short. Then we close. Is that a good idea? Yes. So I'm starting a series today. I'm suspending the Jesus series. I'll come back to it. But I'm starting a series from today titled The Dream Church. The Dream Church. The Dream Church. The Dream Church. Yes. Today's communion is going to be in a certain style. I'll pray over the communion, right? The communion stars will be at the gate. When you are going home, you take your body, take your blood, you take it home. Right. If you want to take it alone at home, you are blessed. If you want to share with your brother, you are blessed. If you want to share with your sister, but you are taking what you would have taken in the church. You are taking it in your room. You stand in your room and take the communion in your room. Blessed from the church. But how much here? And how much here? Yeah. Now, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ. That's what? I can't hear you. Christ. Beautiful. It's an important information you should have, all of you, that your Savior, your Master, your Lord and your God, He is in love with the church. There are many things He loves. He loves you, but He loves the church. Right? So if you are a follower of the Lord, Lisa, if Jesus matters to you, if what He loves matters to you, then I suggest to you something to love. One of the problems in relationships is that you are dating somebody who loves something you don't love. So there's always a problem. Because even with the television, the guys want to watch soccer, and at the same time, the ladies want to watch soap opera. You see, few men watch soccer with their wives. Few men watch soccer with their wives. Like, the man loves soccer and his wife loves soccer. Normally, the ladies don't like soccer. So the man will leave the house. There's a television in the house. So he will leave the house to his friend's house, and they watch it together because he has found somebody who loves what he loves. So we share the passion together watching the soccer. You follow what I'm saying? If Jesus finds that you are also a lover of the church, He can leave everything and come to be with you so that the two of you can love the church together. to love the church together. Hey! Yes. Yes. Problems in relationships, though. Yeah. If you find your wife, what she loves, say, just like it. You are happy. You'll be happy. You are happier just to like what your wife likes. If you're a man, write it. It's a key to happiness in marriage. It's a key to happiness in marriage. Yes. Yes. What my wife likes? I like it. I like it. I like it. Some of her taste for cake, a type of cake. You know, sometimes I feel that it is overrated. But no, I like happiness. So I have to like what she likes so that there will be happiness. So we don't fight though. Because I'm using the key. I like what she likes. Yeah, she likes it, I like it. Yes. My wife likes nice things. She likes makeup. I also like makeup. Yes, I like makeup. No, when you see me dressing, you may think I'm a woman. Me too, me bo. Let me stress her. Me stress her. Me home. Me stress her. Me too, me bo. She. Who can say me dear girl? I like it. I like it. That's why my skin is smooth like that. Don't you? When you're to say smooth skin to say me, when you. You say, my wife likes it. Yes. I see most guys, their skin is dry. A pie. Normally it is your leg, your soul that must pie. But when you say pie, this is when you're in tears here because you don't. Is that a good sermon? Yes, you use it. If your wife too like what your husband likes, one of the mistakes is that. Let me not even go there. No, I won't go there. I want to preach about this. Otherwise, I'm going off. I'm solving issues. Yes, but. I'm just saying, all this example, I'm just saying that when Christ finds you as somebody who loves the church, he has found a partner. It's like both of us love the same thing. Because life is, please, are you here? Life is such that you connect with people who are in your line. So a church can gather like this. We are from different towns, different schools, different areas, different hometowns. But two gossips will become friends right now. Because both of them are gossips. And what is on you has a way of finding your type. Suddenly, the friendship. So sometimes when I watch a type of friends, I just say that these two people, this friendship is a connection of something. Something has brought them together. I'm talking to you. Yes. So when you gather, instead of discussing ideas and business plans and money, you are discussing people. People are the center of your gathering. Human beings are the content of your relationship. And how do you bring them together? No pastor comes and says, you be friends. So I'm saying that one is a lover of gossip. Another is also a lover of gossip. They are gossiping spirits. Join them together. It joins them together. Yes. Yes. Is that you? They just connect. Hey! That's why it's wrong to be struggling financially and your best friend is struggling financially. Because poverty has found his brother. Poverty has located his brother. Inti wa wo ho uni handed sinis. Na wa da fo poti pata nomnia or wa da fo u bi san handed sa so nyebi. What kind of relationship is that? Uni bi olu so nibi. It's a wrong equation. Am I spoiling the church? If you learn from it, if you take me seriously, if you learn from it, if you learn from what I'm saying, if you learn from it, that's why Jesus, he's a lover of the church. He loves church. The guy loved it. Do you know why Jesus probably loves me more than you? Because I love church more than you. He has found his partner. He has found his partner. He has found his lover partner. Apart from the fact that he equally loves all of us and died for all of us. You see, don't say that though. Jesus loves all of us equally. It's true on one side. You are a mother. You are a mother. Mothers love their children equally. But there are inclinations to the children depending on who they are. True. I'm telling you, if you're not there, you grow to be there. That's why Jesus probably loves me more than you, because I love church more than you. And what's the sign that you love church? It's not that you attend church on Sunday. The sign that you love church is that you give yourself. If you love church, it's not because you come to church on Sunday. It's not a sign of love. I've had services here where Muslims have been in the church. Many times. A Muslim is sitting in the church and then he comes to say hello to me after service. Say, I'm a Muslim. I came to visit. So coming to church on Sunday is not a sign of your love for church. The sign is that you give yourself for the church. You give yourself. Then suddenly you and Jesus are fellow partners of the love game. We love the same thing. Is that a good sermon? Yes. Why is this something important to love? Why is church important to love? Why is church important to love? Because your master loves it. Because, you see, Can I feel free for 2 minutes? If you are wise and you are in a place where there is somebody who is head over you, your wisdom must be that you find out what he loves. If you love what he loves, he will love you. Oh, you don't get it? I'm saying that if you are in a place, you are in a house, and the father of the house loves Kenke, Komi Ke, Kena, Komi Ke, Kena, Keshita. And Pe is called what? Baya, Ke, wo. Like you add Pe, you garnish it with Pe. Of your oh follow paye e shelo ke sabola kamo, and water is what kenu mi e job, and the can of malt is what ka una na doko kefata. Yes. When you love what your master loves, right, he will love you. He will love you. Or, example, if you're about to marry a man who already has a child, if you're about to marry a man who already has a child, or you're about to marry a lady who already has a child, if you love the child of the lady, forget about the lady, just love the child, you have won her heart. Don't take the lady out, though. Take the child out. To the lady, it's like you're taking her out. I'm telling you. Take the child out. I'm not saying don't buy. I'm just giving an example. She will feel that whatever you bought for the child, you bought for her. Yes. So there is wisdom in watching something that an important person is loving and get that wisdom to love the same thing. That's why you must be wise to know that the greatest man who ever walked this earth, he loved church. When church comes up, he's excited. When the discussion about church is on, he's excited. When it's time for church, he's excited. No wonder David, who said that I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Do you know that now this God says that David is the man after my heart? Do you know he calls David the man after my heart? How? We hear David said that when I heard about church, hey, I become excited. It's David who said, Psalm 23, he said, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever. God found a man who loves church like him. He said, David is the man after my heart. I like this David guy. He likes what I like. He likes what I like. Am I boring you? I'm teaching you. Me bomb web chey. She. Munjai sa. Me see den. Munjai sa na me kanya me adun chemo. So, Genesis 28, one verse. You are just going to pound fufu and eat. After that, then you sleep. Now you are bear six honum. Now I share date rush. TV3 date rush. Is it date rush or gate rush? Date rush. We share we are. Now I say DDA. Now chinkosia any brodo. Now ye milo. Now I know. And no. Mami bomb word. I'm going to fear. Mr. Day. Genesis Day. 28:26. Genesis 28 verse 26. This is when Isaac had an encounter with God. Genesis 28:26. Then 16. 28:16. There's no 26. And then it's 16 I meant. Is there 16? There's 16. Right. But I'm talking about the dream church. Good, yeah. So Jacob was running away from Esau because he had stolen Esau's blessing. And his father advised him to run away to his uncle's place. And on the journey, it was late, so he slept. He found a stone and he slept. And he had a dream. When he woke up, he made this statement. Then he said, and Jacob awoke out of his sleep and said, what did he say? Surely, Stella, the Lord is in this place. And I knew not. So sometimes the presence of the Lord is not, God can be in a place but not make you know that he's there. But he's in the place. Right, but look at what follows. 17, quickly, because I'm losing people. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. Now, which place is he talking about? Let's find out. This is none other but the, which is what? Which is, and this is the gate of heaven. Did you know that the church, the house of God, is the gate of heaven? Did you know that every time you step into the house of God, you are standing by the gates of heaven? You didn't know. That's why I said that the Lord is in this place. You didn't even know. Because when we come to church, we have not just gathered, we have battled, we are standing right by the gates of heaven. That's why sometimes your prayers are heard faster in the church than somewhere, because we are at the gates of heaven. It's a spiritual place we are sitting here right now. Spiritual place. Church is not, it's not a place where a pastor comes to talk to you or we sing, God is fighting for us, and we dance. This is the house of God and is the gates of heaven. It's the gates of heaven. Tell your neighbor, where are you sitting right now? Where are you sitting? Can you stretch your hands and touch an angel? Because you are in the gate. Stretch your hands and feel an angel. If you like a cherubim, feel her. If you're a seraphim, I don't know whether it's a male angel or a female angel you want, or you want a prosperity angel or a marriage angel or a traveling angel. I don't know which type, but you are sitting at the gates of heaven. Somebody may touch a healing angel because there is a lamp in your breast. There's a lamp in your breast. As you are feeling the healing angel, he's sending power into you. We are at the gates of heaven. The church is the gates of heaven. It's the gates of heaven. Yes. But let me control myself so that next week I will show you why God puts church into your life. There are things he does. He puts education into your life for something. Education. He puts a job into your life so that you can have bread to eat, accommodation to sleep, all that. He puts a husband into your life for a reason, so that you can put your shoulder on somebody for strength. There's a reason he puts church into your life. I will show you from next week Sunday. I'm talking about the dream church. The dream church. Are you excited? Bow down your heads.